All right, listen, let me jump into my stuff here. Coming up top of the hour, we're going to have a call with U.S. Senator Katie Britt. We'll give her a chance to talk through the online chatter of all the people that think they know things. And listen, she may surprise me. I may get in there and hear something I didn't know, and I'll go, wait, what'd you just say? But here's the thing. The Senate as a whole, what is happening in the Senate? Well, first of all, just know this. The Senate, is it huge for us? Yes, it is. Oh, gosh, yes, it is. Can you imagine? We don't have to see Chuck Schumer do his press conferences. Now, he'll still do them as minority leader. I assume he's going to be minority leader. I mean, the Democrats can't seem to get rid of their baggage, but I'm assuming that he's still going to be the majority leader or a minority. If not, I'd love to know who is. But that being said, we got a lot of things happening. First of all, the leader now of the incoming chair of the Senate Republican Campaign Committee, and that's a big deal. The National Senate Republican Campaign Committee, the NRSC, that's basically a caucus function. It's outside of elected office. It's the one that is designed to put together strategies for advancing the caucus cause, if you will, in politics. So it is not a function of true governance. It's outside of governance. It's in fact, you're not supposed to even do business, if I'm not mistaken. You can't do business for the Senate Republican Senatorial Committee inside the Capitol building. You have to do it outside. But the new guy is Senator Tim Scott. I've been waiting to see whether Tim Scott's going to have a position in the Trump administration. And I think he would have earned that. But what we know right now, though, is that he sees himself as better suited for the overall cause. He is a statesman, by the way. If you watch Tim Scott, the man's a statesman. He is not afraid to say, bigger than me, I need to work on that and go for it. He said his job for 2026 is to increase the majority. Well, I'm for that, because right now it looks like we're going to be, when all is said and done, somewhere around, what's the number here? I think it's 53-47, which is great. We got a 6 margin? Wow, that's huge. Not including, oh, by the way, the fact that the vice president can preside and add another vote if ever necessary. But Senator Tim Scott is going to be the head of the Senate Senatorial Committee. And he basically said that we've got an interesting map coming up in 2026. The U.S. Senate is not the one that starts, you know, the processes sometimes. But they are certainly the ones that confirm. And listen, we may well see 1 to 2 new appointments necessary for the U.S. Supreme Court. Think about how important that is. Guess who confirms them? The Senate. And you want to have a majority that can push that through. What we're looking at right now is 53-47. And in 2024... we had a decent map. 2026 is going to be a slightly different electoral landscape for us. We've got several that we think we can flip. Think about this. Senator Ossoff of Georgia, Senator Peters of Michigan. They are both Democrats in battleground states that Trump just flipped. We have a chance to possibly pick up those 2 seats in a few years. Senator Shaheen of New Hampshire, up for re-election. In Virginia, Trump just lost by 5 points, but Mark Warner's up for re-election. So what does that mean for us? And then you look at all these states, but then we've got Republican Susan Collins, who is like a quasi-Republican, sort of Republican, wears an R by her name, but not always voting Republican. But Susan Collins of Maine is up for re-election in a blue state, and Tom Tillis of North Carolina is also up in a state that Trump narrowly won. So we've got some stuff there that we might lose a couple, but still gain some. A lot can happen. And Tim Scott's the guy who's going to be chairing the committee to try and expand the majority. Now, what's John Thune going to do? Well, I'll tell you what he said as soon as we get back from this break. John Thune is going to be the new Senate Majority Leader. Is he going to help get these Trump appointments done? Well, stand by. I'll tell you all about it. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.
And
And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right, just making common sense like a superpower. All right, coming up top of the hour, U.S. Senator Katie Britt checking in with us. We'll have her on the air just after 3 o'clock. So Senate, that's number one. I just call this one Senate because Senate, I mean, the advice and consent of the Senate to the executive branch is key. It's one of those checks and balances moments that the founding fathers put into place, which worked quite well. We handle things the same way in the state level Senate. So in the Alabama State Senate, any number of times I was present for votes on confirmations for things like boards of trustees, cabinet members to the governor, and they were literally going to wind up being, something that somebody wanted, but we still made them come through the process. But there's a thing that happens in the U.S. Senate that you wonder if they'll be allowed to use it. And Trump is asking for them to let them use it. It's called a recess appointment. What does that mean? According to the U.S. Constitution, the advice and consent of the U.S. Senate is necessary for the confirmation of cabinet officials. Unless there is a recess of the Senate and somebody needs to be appointed to fill a vacancy. Well, keep in mind, back when all this was established, you know, the founders, they would go home and they'd be gone for months at a time, get in their carriages and ride home, right? But now it's quite different. But what the Democrats did to Trump in the last go-round was make sure that he constantly had a problem. They would actually hold what's known as a pro forma session. They would never truly go into recess. They would leave. If everybody went home for a holiday, if everybody went home for a regular recess, they wouldn't call it that. They would adjourn at the call of the chair, and then they would hold pro forma sessions. One person was tapped, and they would rotate it. One person was tapped to stay behind, and they would walk in every day with a gavel, gavel it open, gavel it closed, and that way they could say the Senate was still in session. And you could not get a recess appointment done because a recess appointment means, in the absence of the Senate, he can appoint somebody for upwards of 2 years so they can do the work. So Trump is saying, I just want to get started. I want to get busy. All of y'all agree with me. Everybody agrees with my mandates. Everybody agrees with my policies. Everybody agrees that I was the candidate. I was the top of the ticket. I ran on getting this done. You know what I went through last time. Let's don't do it again. Don't slow the process down. They're going to try to fight us tooth and nail. Don't make us wait. I want recess appointment power. And John Thune is saying this. Story on Fox News. Senator John Thune is now going to be the Senate Majority Leader. In other words, he will guide and direct and lead the entire Senate, and he will set the schedule. He'll decide pretty much what comes to the floor. He says all the options are on the table to get President-elect Trump's cabinet picks through the confirmation process. Story here on Fox News, Dateline yesterday. Thune from South Dakota told Fox News chief political anchor Brett Baer that Senate Republicans are going to work with Trump to see that he gets his team installed as quickly as possible so he can implement his agenda. But then he went on to say this, and I don't mean this like he's couching his words, but he says there's a process they have to go through. You know, the advice and consent. That's the Senate's constitutional role. When it comes to confirmation and nominations to the executive branch, we take that role seriously. But we're also not going to allow Democrats to obstruct or block President Trump and the will of the American people. Okay. I appreciate him saying that. But the question still remains, does that mean, Senator Thune, you will not oppose recess appointments? Because let me back up. The government is not Trump. Does everybody hear that? Phil, what did you just say? I said the government is not Trump. I love President Trump. I'm excited. I can't hardly stand the idea of him having to wait till January to get sworn in. I'm for it like tomorrow. So I don't take this as anything other than me saying I also love the law and I love the Constitution that established the tripart, stool upon which our government stands. We have three branches of government and one branch cannot tell the other branch how to act. And so if one branch has a job, which in this case is the advice and consent confirmation process, and they can do it expeditiously, then they should. If they can't, and there's a provision that allows the president to operate, they should all go home for Christmas and let him work. You know what I'm saying? Bethune was asked about recess appointments to get Trump's picks through. He says this. He says, well, it's an option. He says, but obviously it does take, you know, you have to have all Republicans vote to recess. So what he's saying is, I don't get to decide that. He said, other senators have to join me in calling for and voting for the recess. So if somebody opposes Matt Gaetz and they're a Republican, they can still jimmy up the works, is me paraphrasing. But he says, you got to have concurrence from the House then too. There's a process. It's all a process, but nothing's off the table. In other words, what he's saying is, don't think it's a shoe-in, but do understand we're open for it. Coming up next, U.S. Senator Katie Britt. We'll talk to her about all of it. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.